Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I am so excited because with us we have Steve Bowles. For two decades, Steve has built small businesses and led teams to accomplish big visions. As the president of the Patriot Mission, he works with leaders across the nation to execute an inspiring plan to save America from accelerating into mediocrity. As a decorated F-15 Eagle fighter pilot, Bowles flew in combat with high-caliber professionals, intensely motivated by mission, camaraderie, and mutual support. He is adapting those skills to lead the new generation of Americans to step up, serve, and rebuild a great nation. Steve, it is such an honor to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Vicki, it's my pleasure. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I would love for anyone who has not had the pleasure of meeting you or is not familiar with the amazing things you're doing and contributing to the country and to the world right now, give us a little bit of background about how you came to this passion and purpose that's created this unbelievable movement.
Well, Vicki, it's interesting. I grew up in an environment, I grew up right outside of Washington, D.C., and I lived a few minutes off the back gate of Andrews Air Force Base, which is where Air Force One comes and goes, and there's always activity in that area. So as a kid, I can remember going on field trips to the Washington Monument and to the Jefferson Memorial and the Smithsonian and all those very American experiences. And throughout my first career flying jets in the Air Force, It was a time in America in the 80s when, you know, patriotism was at an all-time high. My Air Force commission was signed by Ronald Reagan, and we were rebuilding the nation after the tumultuous years of the 70s. And I ended up in an environment where people come together and they're really motivated and focused, and that's the environment that fighter pilots operate in. Unbeknownst to me, we were going to be called up to be the first fighter wing that actually went to Desert Shield and ultimately fought in Desert Storm. And that whole experience of working with people that are focused on a mission, that are focused, at that time we were focused on a very clear mission to free Kuwait from tyranny. And I knew a number of the people that were actually Kuwaitis and Saudis who were threatened by the Iraqi invasion. So that was a very personal experience. And after I left the service in the early 90s, I moved into a new place of camaraderie, and that's in the small business world, where people are, they have a goal, they have a mission, they have an idea that they'd like to take to market, and they want to feed their families and have a good time while they're doing it. And so over the course of 20 years of operating in small business, I learned the ups and the downs and the realities of what it's like to actually become an entrepreneur and execute a business successfully, and also a lot of the challenges that result from it. So in early 2011, I was thinking about kind of the next stage in my career. Our mutual friend Greg Land and I had been working on a number of projects, and we're now considering, so what's next? And just decided, you know, let me just put them all out on the table and just kind of pray over them and see what happens. And what came to my mind was very interesting, Vicki, because it was a scenario that took me back to Desert Storm. And I can remember distinctly the moment in time when we found out we were going to actually fight, because I never believed we would. I always believed Saddam Hussein, who was a master manipulator, would continue to put off and put off and put off the invasion. And I was wrong. And at that very moment in time, that little voice in my mind said, so this is what's happening in America. I never believed I would sit back and watch the destruction of our country. And from the most objective perspective, economically, our country is sliding into mediocrity, as you described in the opening. So at that moment, the question arose in me, so what are you going to do about it? To which I laughed out loud. What do you mean, what am I going to do about it? The country's on fire. What am I going to do about it? The question again, so what are you going to do about it? And what I decided to do about it was to begin something we call the Patriot Mission. And it is actually a movement to rebuild America through the power of small business. And that all was born January 16th, 2011, which happened to be exactly 20 years to the date of the launch of Desert Storm. So it's a pretty interesting beginning of the story, and it's been a pretty wild 3.5 years since.
Wow, that is so incredible. So, Steve, if you could share a little bit more about your vision about how entrepreneurs can honestly become the hope of, or are the hope of our nation, you know, rebuilding.
Well, Vicki, let me give you four what I call fundamental premises is about how we look at things. First of all, I believe America is still the shining city on a hill, but is facing serious challenges. Secondly, bold leaders equipped with a blueprint, working together in their own self-interest, can inspire a nation to rebuild. Third, I believe that inspired Americans who are getting stronger financially and politically can restore liberty. And fourth, small business is the single economic institution which empowers families and communities to create the capital and unity necessary to rebuild America in record time. So those are the four core elements that really drove the creation of the company in a for-profit model, in one that empowers individuals and inspires a lot of people right now in America that aren't very inspired. So that's kind of how it started.
That is so beautiful. And being a serial entrepreneur myself, there is no better news than to think that we really, as entrepreneurs, can be the core of what turns things around. So share with me a little bit about how this evolved into a book, a best-selling book.
Well, it was interesting because when you start talking, I mean, you and I can have a discussion. We're entrepreneurs. We're dreamers. We think big. We think about changing the world. That's what entrepreneurs and writers do. We take ideas, as Michael Gerber, our mutual friend, says, from a blank piece of paper and a beginner's mind, things just begin to get created. But explaining that idea in the marketplace is a whole different conversation. And so it was interesting as we began 3.5 years ago to tell the story of what we think of rebuilding the nation. What does that look like? What does it mean? Is it this? Is it that? How does it work? And I had always intended to write a book to tell the story, but I intended to do it years later, kind of telling it in historical perspective. But as we began to execute the model, and our model is designed to go into every county in America, all 3,141 counties, independent cities, and parishes, and actually implement a blueprint that helps serve the local community and inspire the local community about entrepreneurship. And we have a whole project that we execute. It's called the Rebuild America System, right in the local community. So what was happening was we were testing it in a number of different counties across the country with different demographics and psychographics and geographics. And people said, okay, well, this is cool. This makes sense. But how is it going to tie together with the whole rebuilding of the nation? And how can we possibly do it? And you can imagine all the questions that come from it. So I would say, well, we're going to tell the story when we get further down the road. And several people said, you ought to tell the story now. You ought to write the book about what it's going to look like. And of course, you know, the entrepreneur, the hard-headed part of us, you know, I'm busy right now. I don't have time to write a book. And then our friend Greg said, hey, we should go to this event on writing a book, and especially starting, even if it's starting with an e-book. So I did that. And we went, and I got inspired and just started writing. And suddenly, it became very clear that it was in everybody's best interest that I sit down and just write out the entire blueprint, and then we could both share that and execute our local model at the same time. So that was kind of the impetus to get the book written. And looking back on it, it was tough, but I'm glad I did it and made all the difference in the world.
So, Steve, tell us a little bit more about tough. Like, what were some of the challenges you faced, and how did you overcome them?
Well, when you're taking an idea that has a lot of different elements to it, the ability to organize those thoughts and begin to share them in a congruent way, in a dialogue that anybody can understand, and taking complex ideas and making them simple in an orderly fashion. It's also exciting and something that people would not only want to read but would want to share with others. That's a significant challenge. So how do you deal with it? Well, you just break it down into small pieces. And so part of what I had to do is just, I actually started and divided up the book in a number of different sections and just started storyboarding the ideas. In other words, how I could use my experiences and tell stories about what I'd been through and people that I'd met and illustrate the points, the bigger strategic points, with personal experiences. And that always makes it easier, because most people, it's really easy to tell your own story because it's what you know best. Telling somebody else's story is a bit of a challenge because you have to learn them. But for a new author and for somebody trying to write a book, I found putting it in first person and just getting it all out was a whole lot easier than I thought it would. The hard part is coming back and then organizing it and actually investing the time, dedicated time every day to do it. And in my case, the tough part was getting up at 4 a.m. and just knocking out 3 or 4 hours worth of writing before I went back to my regular activity of the day. So it was a little tiring, but it was motivating, and it was quiet, and the phones weren't ringing at that hour of the morning. I think you and I probably exchanged a few emails since we're early birds, but it worked out well. But that was probably the hardest part.
Well, you know, thank you so much for sharing that, because so many people, you know, feel that potentially without your expertise and the unbelievable life experiences you've had, that a movement or a book is almost impossible. So you're breaking it down into a way, from what I'm perceiving, that, you know, anyone can do this and everyone should do this. And I was wondering, how do you turn an idea? I mean, you just had an idea. How do you turn that into a movement?
Well, it starts with taking the idea and beginning to share it. I find that I can sit in my office with my computer and I can entertain myself for weeks on end. And you can theorize about what might happen. You can run spreadsheets and look at all sorts of potential results. But all that ultimately is meaningless if you don't take the idea and go out and tell somebody about it. And conversely, if you go out and tell somebody about it, you get immediate feedback that lets you know whether they have the foggiest notion about what you're speaking. And if they're confused in your simple conversation, then it's not simple enough. So my encouragement is that you have to actually go out and do something. And it's a whole lot easier, and a lot of times when you begin to get an idea that you think people will be inspired by, and it doesn't have to be rebuilding a nation. It can be focusing on how to serve a particular child, how to help a family, how to help a community, how to help solve a problem of any sort. No matter what your experience is, we all have gifts. We all have strengths. So how we begin to share that experience from our first person perspective and then communicate it with somebody else gives us immediate feedback, which we can then come back and write down. And then we can go test it again. We can say, was that premise real? Was it accurate? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But what I do know is if I go out and talk to enough people, I'll get feedback, and then I can use that to help develop the thought even further and just keep going until it's a complete thought and it makes sense.
That is so powerful, really, really powerful. So if you had like two or three top tips for people that are entertaining bringing their business and their passion into a book, what would it be?
Well, the first one is to start. That's the first one. You know, and sometimes it takes somebody around you to give you a kick in the teeth. That's a little excessive, but you know what I mean. figuratively speaking, like Greg did for me, and like you do for many people, Vicki. You are a constant encourager of people to start, because the real secret is if you don't start, nothing will happen. And there are gazillions of ideas that never go anywhere because the person doesn't start, because they don't think they're ready. I knew I wasn't ready. That just turned out to be irrelevant. Being ready, you're never going to be ready. Because if you wait until you're ready, then you're probably past the time when you're going to be interested in doing all the work that it takes to write the book. So there's no time like the present. It doesn't mean you have to do it in 90 days. It doesn't mean you have to do it in 2 weeks. It doesn't mean 6 months. It means start today. The other tip that I would have is to get a group of people around you that you ask in advance if they will hold you accountable and they will be critical of your writing and your perspectives, so they give you real feedback. And unfortunately, there's a lot of folks out there that really don't like being told that their idea doesn't make sense or isn't clear. The fact of the matter is, if you don't have people that will harshly look at your work, and I don't mean harshly in terms of being mean, but I mean critical. You've got to, if you're going to communicate in the marketplace, I mean, you can write a book, but if nobody reads it or nobody shares it, you know, why bother? The fact is, if you can get people to engage with you up front and be willing to do it and be willing to read chapter after chapter and be able to help, you know, even with ideas and word choices and flow, especially when they come from different backgrounds that are in your target market, you can begin to really get a good flow and have a lot of input, as opposed to going through the entire manuscript and getting it done and people reading it then going, Vicki, I don't have any idea what you're trying to communicate. Starting with chapter one, you lose me. Well, it'd really be better to know that when you were in the middle of writing chapter one on to chapter two. So I'm a big fan of continuous feedback, continuous improvement, and working through a process with people that will hold me accountable. So those are a couple of tips. Does that help?
Oh, that helps so much. Just unbelievable. So, you know, the things you're doing, you know, it started with an idea and it moved into, you know, conceptual application and then a book. And now it is a movement, just gaining so much support and making such a difference for Americans and the world. And I was just wondering, how do you see this evolving ultimately? What is your dream from the standpoint of what you're contributing, how that might impact the world, almost like a legacy?
Well, the dream is pretty clear. We want to lead Americans to rediscover the shining city on a hill. And for a lot of people, they don't even know what a shining city looks like or what it means. And if you've never heard that term before, I would encourage you to go back and watch President Reagan's farewell address in January of 1989. And he described it in the last 3 minutes of his outgoing address to the nation from the Oval Office. But in essence, it is America. It is a city of commerce. It is a city of inspired people who are unleashed to pursue life, liberty, and happiness as they choose. And so the dream for Patriot Mission is to help Americans who live here, who've never heard that message, who've never acted on it, who have now found themselves in an environment where the majority of Americans are beginning to feel entitled to all sorts of things that were never part of our founding. And notwithstanding the economic disaster, because there's no way to fund that idea, every economic institution in our government says that the path that America is on right now is unsustainable. I don't care whether you're talking about Social Security, printing money, on and on and on. It's just, it can't function that way. It cannot last. So the question is, how is that going to change? Now, a lot of people just simply say, you know, I can't even understand what you're talking about, let alone make an input. And to that I say, not correct. Because Americans have a vote. Americans can engage in the process. And so our vision is that we engage people to really understand what's going on here in the country and to make some decisions to get involved themselves. And one of the things a lot of people ask me about, this sounds awfully political. I don't like politics. Well, our position is pretty clear. We're not a political organization. We don't shill for candidates or parties or any of that sort of stuff. What we do is encourage people to understand our heritage, to understand what it is that we have the opportunity to do according to our Constitution, and then to engage in the process. We ask people to vote. We ask people to go in their local communities and their states and their federal government officials before they elect them and ask them questions. I don't know what the issues are in your hometown, but you do, or you know somebody that does. And typically, before I hire somebody to do a job, I want to know what kind of work they're going to do. So that whole process, the legacy that we intend to create, and our objective is not a small one. We believe that we will have 1 out of 10 Americans part of this organization before the clock strikes midnight on January 1st, 2020. And the objective is to create a massive movement where people are inspired by our country, they're engaged in the world of small business, whether that's being a supporter of the local community, whether that's actually launching or growing a company, mentoring, or being an apprentice in a small business environment. And we have a whole team of partners throughout the nation that are going to be part of driving that message in many different formats to every community that you can possibly imagine. The other important legacy item that we have is that we want to get rid of a couple of common trends in America. One is a trend of classes. America was not a class society. The middle class is a term everybody uses, except Karl Marx is the one that invented that term. We're not born into a caste system or a class society, so we don't deal with classes. We're focused on achieving the objectives that we each individually want to pursue, whether that's to pursue a certain income level, that's to pursue a certain dream, a legacy of our own. That's up to you. In addition, we're either Americans or we're not. Right now, one of the biggest challenges America faces is division. We've been divided by classes. We've been divided by genders. We've been divided by racial identifiers, ethnic identifiers, financial, all across the board. So our perspective is it's real simple. We're either Americans or we're not. We don't need hyphens and we don't need classes. What we need is a focus on serving individual families and our local communities. And if we do that well, and we use the one institution in America that crosses every one of those boundaries, it's called small business. There's small businesses everywhere. There's over 30 million of them in America. So we can work together. We can promote those local organizations. We can become those local organizations. We can create capital. And when we create capital and we engage in the local community, we get smarter. We create the political influence, whatever that means to you, to make changes that protect the most exceptional nation on the face of the earth. And we're exceptional because it's the only time in recorded history where the citizen is the one that had the potential to determine his future. The citizen with unalienable rights from the Creator could do the things that he or she chose to do, as opposed to every other country in world history where the government decides for you what's best. So that's, other than that, it's just a standard day in the small business community.
Oh, I love it because the powerful things that you're sharing with us regarding how a small business can really take a foothold, each small business, each person at a time, and make a difference and really turn things around, Steve. It's such a beautiful vision, and it's so empowering as a small business owner. So tell us where we can learn more. Is there a website where people can go to connect with you in this beautiful mission?
Sure. If you go to patriotmission.com, you can get all the information there. You'll learn how we are launching an initiative that is all about making America strong again. We are in the process of building a national leadership team of people who are interested in helping us take this idea into the local community. We are educating and training leaders how to work and be productive in the places that they're called to be. We're going to rapidly infuse this message into the grassroots. We just concluded a national leadership retreat. We have a national training conference coming up soon, and a lot of other things that are happening. But at the end of the day, patriotmission.com is where you can register. We've got plenty of free information there, and we'd be happy to have you. I would also suggest that when you look at the site, you'll see that one of our focal points is telling America's story, telling the Patriot Mission story, and inviting you to tell your story, because it is the power of your story that is America. Because we need to tell stories like we used to do before there were 700 channels of television. The story of the individual shopkeeper, the story of the struggling family that decided to make a change. It is the story of the American entrepreneur through whose eyes we're going to tell the story of America. So that's where we're headed. So check that out. But I would also suggest that you really drill into the resources necessary to learn how to tell your story. And Vicki, I know you have a whole host of opportunities to help people do that, but I would redouble Vicki's invitation to do that, because telling your story is one of the most important things that you can do.
So beautiful, Steve. Thank you so much. So everyone, please visit patriotmission.com. And Steve, thank you so much for being with us and so generously sharing not only your ideas and your vision, but your time. I so have enjoyed the time with you, as I'm sure everyone here has.
My pleasure, Vicki. It's always great to visit with you, and thank you for all you're doing for entrepreneurs across the country and the world.
Oh, thank you, Steve. So for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global networks and communities, you can reach us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.